Thanks very much for your attendance this afternoon. As a very proud club, this is not where we want to be. I apologise to our former employee, who is the subject of the matter currently in the media. I'm sorry for the stress and duress this matter and subsequent media attention has caused her and the people closest to her. To our key stakeholders, our players and staff, members and supporters, corporate partners and sponsors, who all love this club, as I do, I'm sorry for the negative attention and scrutiny this matter has brought to our beloved club. The Fremantle Football Club is an organisation that is committed to the highest standards and to ensuring that we provide a safe, supportive and respectful environment for everyone who works at our club and comes into contact with our club. It is really important that if people feel that the club and our employees have not held to those standards to do the right thing, they are able to have the matter investigated by an independent person from the AFL or, if it is serious, to have it referred to the relevant authority. I would encourage anyone in such a situation to do that. Everyone has the right to have his or her complaint properly and fully investigated. Can I say that as a club, we have taken valuable learnings from the process conducted earlier this year with the AFL, and this will assist us to further enhance our positive workplace culture and to be the best club that we can be. Last year, we instigated a process of updating and reinforcing our core club values of excellence and respect with all of our staff. We are conducting training sessions with key staff, which will be followed by the whole staff group on the AFL's respect and responsibility policy and the skills for preventing and dealing with these matters. We are also reviewing the process conducted with the AFL Integrity Services Unit earlier this year to ensure we are best placed to deal with future integrity matters. We are all working hard to ensure we provide a safe and inclusive workplace for all employees. Just as change is also occurring across the wider community, we, along with the AFL, are pleased to have made significant progress over the past 5 years. But we know we have more work to do. I'll now hand over to our senior coach, Ross Lyon, who has a few words to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Dale. Thank you for your attendance. I understand there is a lot of hurt occurring to our club, our members and partners, and the wider AFL. In particular, my family, the complainant, and other people with the allegations being aired. This really saddens me, and I'm really sorry to see this. However, I'm not in a position to comment any further on this matter due to strict privacy that was requested by all parties. Regarding the second allegation that was aired last night, there has been no complaint lodged, and I encourage anyone who is aggrieved to go through the AFL Integrity Unit or any official authority where it is appropriate, as this is fair for all concerned. I hold no fears. This is important as I've built a strong reputation over 22 years of coaching in the AFL that I'm proud of, and I'll continue to protect it. I'm happy to take questions.
Ross, how bad has this got for you? Have you ever even thought about maybe stepping away during this process, front page story, that sort of thing? How are you travelling?
Well, certainly, as I said, it saddens me, which links to my statement. It saddens me, not for myself in particular, obviously there's concern there, but for everyone involved and everyone that's being drawn in. It's a really difficult situation, but at no stage have I questioned my coaching, my commitment to this club. Fremantle has been amazing to me. I think I've paid that back in spades. And currently it's as harmonious an environment with our coaching and play group. And that's certainly an indicator of success around the corner for us.
The chairman mentioned learnings. What other learnings do you think?
With regard to, I think Dale can answer what the learnings were.
What did the club learn?
Yes, look, it's probably a good one for Steve to answer in terms of operationally within the club, where we're going with those learnings. So maybe over to you, Steve.
Sure, thanks, Dale. We're a club that's committed to the highest standards, and we instigated with the AFL Integrity Unit their feedback on the process that we've just been through with them over the earlier months of this year to make sure that if those types of matters, or if we had to go through that process again, that we're even better prepared for next time. We're conducting training sessions with key staff, as Dale outlined in his statement earlier today, and that will include all staff at a future point in time regarding the respect and responsibility policy and how we prevent those matters and also assist people in dealing with those matters if they do arise. We're also proud of the Women's Leadership Program that we instigated some time ago, and a review of our workplace entitlements, which will go to the board later this month, and really proud of the learnings we continue to have with such a diverse working group. We've significantly increased our female staff, more senior women in our organisation, and indeed the learnings from having an AFLW operation, which we've been very proud and lucky enough to have over the last 2 years.
The concerns that this man brought forward in the past week, what were they?
Well, I guess with respect to that, and it was made clear in the statement, firstly, the male person contacted me. I suggested he should contact AFL Integrity. He then subsequently contacted myself, Dale as president, and then myself again today to say that he wishes not to take any matter forward. And with respect to that claim, as it was alleged, that's obviously confidential. But if that person's or any other party want to take matters forward to the appropriate authority, then they're welcome to do so. Dale's made that really clear in his statement today.
The statement this morning clearly states that that complaint was against your senior coach, Ross Lyon. Why were you willing to identify him as being at the centre of this most recent allegation and not in the first incident?
Well, two very different situations. And can I just say, with respect to the previous matter, Ross outlined it this morning, this afternoon. The President referred to it in his statement last night and again today. It's a confidential matter, has been resolved with the AFL, by the AFL Integrity Unit, and that confidentiality is requested by all parties, including the claimant.
Have you spoken to the woman in the recent weeks, or since this became out, there's been suggestions that she's not happy. Have you spoken to her to clarify whether or not she is happy or not?
We haven't been able to speak directly, but again, confidentiality is assured. And we've been talking regularly via AFL Integrity and also legal representatives.
Has Ross's tenure as a coach been under review at all in recent weeks?
I can answer that. No.
Ross, are you confident that there will be no further incidents that will come to light?
I can only talk to the issues and allegations at hand, so I can't extrapolate out to the future. And I don't think it's appropriate. As I said, my reputation over 22 years has been hard fought, hard earned. But again, it applies to anyone in the AFL, any dealing with any AFL club, any dealing with our club. If you feel aggrieved, there are processes to go through and authorities to go to. So we would encourage that.
You said you hold no fears. What do you mean by that?
Well, we're talking about the allegation.
Yeah.
That was aired last night. So clearly there's no complaint. But I encourage anyone, if they feel aggrieved, to go through the official channels.
As Cod touched on, I suppose people are wondering, are there any more skeletons to come out? And this is your chance now to say yes, no.
Well, clearly I feel I don't need to.
So just to clarify, Ross Lyon has your full backing.
Ross is our coach, and I answered the question before whether we'd contemplated any change to that. My answer was no, we hadn't.
Well, so have you needed to have changed your behaviour towards employees?
Excuse me?
Have you needed to have changed your behaviour towards employees?
Yeah. All I can say is I've coached for 22 years, 12 years as a senior coach, and I stand by my record.
Has the board had any extraordinary meetings recently, and when was it last addressed?
The board is absolutely aligned. We have one of the most, and arguably the most, diverse boards in the AFL. We have 9 members on our board, 3 women, and a very, you know, strong depth through community, risk, financial, covering all aspects. The board is absolutely aligned on this matter. We've had our regular committee meetings and regular board meetings, and you know, any other meetings have been held maybe between several directors where we're addressing specific things as they're coming up in media and in terms of our approach and response to those.
Something that sits uneasily with a lot of people is the payment and who paid it. What light can you shed on that?
Well, I think we've answered that on many occasions with respect to the matter that was presented to the club via Work Cover WA, the workers' compensation claim form in 2017. We've worked through consultation with all parties, we've resolved that matter, and it's confidential at the request of all parties.
Can I just take that matter up? That this is a workplace, and I think we've got to respect the process of any complainant coming forward, and if we, as a party to that, do not abide by that, well then how can any future claimant feel confident in bringing a complaint forward? So, you know, to answer that, it is absolutely vital in this day and age, in any workplace, that we conduct ourselves with integrity.
You say you're in a position, the club's in a position they don't necessarily want to be in right now. So do you acknowledge at all, or do you have any regrets about the way you've handled this initial complaint and the fallout from it?
I think to answer that, you know, we go back to our history in this matter in terms of how the matter was brought and how we've dealt with it, both from a club and in cooperation, collaboration with the AFL, and it was then separately investigated independently by the AFL. So we stand by that, the board stands by that, every director stands by it.
You stand by a financial settlement?
I stand by the outcome, the agreement that was reached, and I also stand by, as I said earlier, around the integrity and privacy to all parties, which has been requested by all parties.
If the woman at the centre of the allegation wanted to speak, if she wanted to breach the confidentiality agreement, would the club let her, or would you try to stop her?
Well, with due respect, I think I've just covered the issue of confidentiality, and it's not right or proper for me to talk on behalf of the claimant.
Steve, have sponsors voiced their concerns about this issue to you?
I've been in regular contact with sponsors and our key sponsors, as you would on any matter that involves the club. Happened to have dinner with key representatives from programmed and Woodside on Tuesday night, conversations again yesterday and today. They will be kept fully informed and have been.
So they've backed the club's handling for the situation?
Certainly from my discussions as recently as today, that's the case, and there are questions you can ask.
And separately, I spoke to our six major club sponsors last Saturday, and the same outcome.
How have you felt, Ross, about the heavy criticism you've attracted and the fact that you're not able to defend yourself, basically, and what's that been like, and how tough has it been, and how do you feel about some of the, it's almost getting personal criticism, perhaps, from the Eagles?
Yeah, I don't take criticism personally. Everyone's doing their job. As I said, there's a lot of hurt and frustration for all the people I've mentioned, and there's no more important people than the complainant. And being respectfully worked in with and dealt with, and in particular for me, my family, and my club. This is a club that has been incredible to me, and the AFL has been incredible to me. I feel I've played my part, but again, I think I've spoken about that, and all parties have committed to privacy. And absolute privacy, so I don't feel like I can expand any more than I have.
You've obviously got the support of the players, the leadership groups here and some of the staff, but how does that make you feel in this sort of situation then?
Yeah, but as I said, well, they're part of the Fremantle Dockers Football Club that I care about and I'm invested in heavily. And I suppose you get rewarded for your investment in your people and your players, so... at all times I'm trying to deliver for them. Again, it's part of the sadness that they're sitting in this type of press conference. So again, my part is to dig in, focus on the job at hand, and work really hard.
Sorry, do you feel like this would be a distraction for your coaching to anyone else against the Saints?
No, we talk about, and lots of people have lots of things going on in their lives and different degrees, but it's a high performance industry and you need to use whatever you're feeling to focus on what's important, and that's action, and deliver on your role. What's normal is it's really tough, but high performance teams and industries have an ability to focus, and I think I've proven that over a long period of time. So my job's to double down and focus, and the feedback that we continually seek is that I'm doing that. So I'm to continue to do that.
And if I can just add to that, that the club has been the recipient of that doubling down and effort. So, you know, Ross has never been more focused than he is this season with such a great young crew that we're developing up at Fremantle.
Can we ask about Bradley Hill? Bradley Hill, what do you think of his behaviour on Sunday at Scarborough?
Clearly, we do not condone it, and certainly couldn't be worse timing with other matters in the media. And again, we support the person, challenge the behaviour. So I think Chris Bond issued a statement yesterday. We will fully investigate that matter, and there will be sanctions follow-up coming out of that.
What are the potential sanctions?
Well, we'll get back to you at the time, but you know, as I say, we've got to fully investigate those. And but as I say, we support the person, challenge the behaviour. But until we fully investigate it, it's not proper for us to comment on it at this stage. But it will be a full and thorough process.
The statement said he failed to notify the club in a timely manner. So when did he notify the club?
We're over to Steve. I'll let you comment on that.
Yesterday.
Was it only after Channel 9 inquired about it?
Yes.
That incident follows Harley Bennell, Cox, Ryan, Blakely all being disciplined last year. Does the club have a cultural problem at the moment, behaviour off the field?
We're really clear across the club, including the players, on what behaviours and standards are required. And as Dale said, and Ross says regularly, you know, you support the person, you challenge the behaviour. That's what we're about, and that will be the case with Brad.
I'm curious to ask you, a strong support and display of support today with what you're doing and staff, yourselves. How committed are you to Ross for 2019 and 2020, the last 2 years of his contract?
All I can say is I refer back to the way I've answered it before. We are committed to Ross. I've also added commentary around the way Ross has conducted himself with this pressure on, and we couldn't ask for greater focus from our senior coach given this situation. So, you know, if anything, we are the recipient of increased focus to build this young team. And, you know, that's the future of this club. It's the club we belong to and love, and it's going to be a great club. So that's what we're committed to.
After the second allegation, he said that he doesn't want to proceed further, but has it been withdrawn, the second complaint?
There is no complaint. The AFL have also confirmed there is no complaint.
Dale, you said before that he was comfortable that his career and his 22 years in the industry would stand up.
Sorry,
Ross said before that his 22 years in the industry and back his reputation and things. Are you confident as well that, that there'll be nothing else that will come out? That there'll be no further people who will stand up and make complaints of things that have already occurred?
Look, you know, all I can say about reputation is we continue to build it, and we're all people, we're all on a journey. So right here, right now, I've answered the question around that. Unless you guys can forecast the future, I certainly can't. But we can only comment on what's in front of us, which I think we've done today. Thank you.